Welcome to another edition of Eye on the Issues. Today, we are talking with Ray Hederman with the Buckeye Institute out of where else? Of course, the state of Ohio. Ray, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here, Mike.
Ray, so your organization has done many studies. Matter of fact, you guys do some phenomenal work. And but we're going to focus at least right now on the net zero climate control policies and how they fail farmers and families. So that's a big deal in this country.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. So let's go back to day one of the Biden administration. Day one, Joe Biden comes in and says, I'm going to sign America up to follow the Paris Climate Accords, controlling net zero. And this has a ripple effect throughout the whole U.S. economy, because what we're now seeing is government bureaucrats are issuing rules on all different areas. And the reason we wanted to do this report focus on the agricultural sector is, you know, look, Wyoming's obviously know the impact on green energy mandates on the energy industry. But agriculture is about 10% of U.S. carbon emissions. And so all of a sudden, farmers that we think about practicing green practices, you know, taking care of the environment, have come under focus because of the carbon emissions. And so the Biden administration has been proposing a slew of rules that'll affect the agricultural industry, and even worse, drive up prices for American consumers to make food more expensive. Because obviously, if you make the cost of farming more expensive, food prices are going to get increased.
Absolutely. And now, for example, some of the numbers you've thrown out here, farm operating costs estimated to increase by 34%. Annual grocery bills will increase by $1,330. And the cost of basic food items will increase by more than 70%. Do explain.
Yeah, so let's start with the basic farm, right? And so what farmers need to do the production is obviously seed, they need land, they need lots of water. But farming today, modern farming relies on fertilizer. And so where does most fertilizer come from, right? It comes from a chemical mix that requires the use of fossil fuels. So what happens is the cost of these policies drive up fertilizer costs about almost a third, where then farmers are going to have to pass on the cost to customers. We also know that, for example, modern farming techniques involves drying out your crops, right? And the main source for crop drying is propane, because you can't ship wet crops to consumers. You know, you need to make sure the crops dry out quickly in the field so cereal grains, your wheats, your corns, your rice are still usable to consumers. So that's another cost of farmers. We call those kind of direct costs that farmers are facing due to these regulations. There are also some indirect costs for the idea. For example, you've all heard about ESG policies. You know, people are having to report what their ESG mark, how many gases they submit. And the result is this is going to drive up the ability for farmers to get loans for farm equipment, to get loans for their seeds, to be able to get good interest rates. And, you know, we know that that's really going to affect the ability for farmers to be able to make their ends meet season over season. And at the end of the day, Mike, as you mentioned or from our study, these costs get passed on to consumers. About $1,500 more on top of inflation, American families are going to be paying. And, you know, and what type of food you eat depends on how much more you're going to be paying. Because, for example, we know that the livestock industry, ranchers emit more carbon gases because they're producing animals. And so if you think about it, they're kind of being hit by a double whammy, both from, you know, emissions coming from animals, as well as corn needed to feed the animals. So that's why, for example, in our study, we see the price of beef almost doubling, the price of butter, eggs going up dramatically, whereas the cost of some of the traditional grains, you know, wheat, is going up, but not nearly as sharp. And finally, Mike, let me just, you know, say that, you know, these are some scary numbers. But if you look at what's happened to Europe, and we go into this in our study, that Europe, I think, is a great case study, because European regulators have forced European farmers to abide by very strict regulations. And as a result, we see massive food increases, price increases in Europe. And even today, we see reports of European farmers protesting in European capitals across that continent.
Yeah. And from a news standpoint, I've covered some of that from afar, obviously, at both Netherlands, Germany. The pushback is getting significant over there. What can American farmers do to push back from the direction that Joe Biden and the Biden administration is pushing them?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we like to say sunlight's the best disinfectant. So pointing out a lot of times that these are regulations being brought by bureaucrats. You know, we've heard obviously a lot about the ESG coalition, you know, BlackRock, for example, you know, pushing some of these policies through the Security Exchange Commission, the SEC, these proposed rules. So, you know, letting lawmakers know, being aware that these rules are being put in place, that's the first step. The second thing I think is, you know, we need to make sure that we can get rid of some of these subsidies in the Inflation Reduction Act. We know, for example, the Biden administration is spending a $50 billion, a bribe, if you will, to the agricultural community to help them do these green energy practices. You know, I think it was Ronald Reagan that used to say, if the government saw something moving, you tax it and regulate it, and when it stops moving, subsidize it. And that's what I think a lot of what the Biden administration is doing is sending out a lot of these dollars to try to coerce farmers into obeying these new government mandates, these government rules. So, you know, and then finally, you know, talking to your agricultural commissioner, you know, see what they're seeing. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen 15 state agricultural commissioners send letters decrying some of these rules coming down from the Biden administration because they knew this was going to have a big impact on the family farm in their states.
It's incredible what's happening there in a rather disgusting way. So let me ask you this. In respect to what's going on there with climate change, you know, if you recall back to the year 2000, Y2K, the computer issue, everybody worrying about what's going to happen to my computer from 1999 to the year 2000, and there was an incredible amount of money spent on that. And in many respects, that was really just a waste of time. Is that what we're dealing with, do you think, with this climate change concern around the globe?
Well, you know, I think things have changed very dramatically in the last 20 years when we started looking at this problem. And one of the reasons the agriculture sector is now under the microscope is because the United States has really changed how we produce carbon gases in this country. You know, we've shifted over to natural gas, for example. And so the United States is no longer a leading source of greenhouse gases. Instead, it's China. And so the idea that we're going to penalize our businesses and our families for pollution that's being emitted from China and some other countries kind of beggars belief, I think, that we're hurting ourselves at this point. And so I think that the solution needs to change, given the fact that the United States has done a good job growing our economy and reducing carbon emissions. And so, you know, what we're seeing right now is that an administration that's going out and trying to expand the reach of government to go into more and more industries to go after a problem that really has ebbed in this country.
And with China being one of the biggest emitters of the gas, obviously, and the talk about them opening new coal-fired power plants on a rather regular basis, I thought John Kerry, who I guess he's left the administration now, but he was supposed to be the guy to take care of that, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, again, what we're seeing is more and more rules going after smaller sources of the problem. And, you know, in our papers talking about the agricultural sector, obviously, but there's so many other pieces that are going to be impacted. You know, we're seeing the administration go after the internal combustion engine, going after lawnmowers, going after gas ranges. You know, that's how far sweeping the bureaucratic state has gotten, both at the federal and in some states. And it's important that people understand, you know, why you're paying more at the grocery store, you know, why getting cars are more expensive, and that's because the policy choices that bureaucrats are being made. And when you're dealing with agriculture, you're dealing with food, you know, you're dealing with something that really affects the well-being, Mike. And one other piece of our report is, you know, we look at the state of Sri Lanka, and Sri Lanka says, you know, we were going to get rid of fertilizer, fossil fuel fertilizers. And as a consequence, food production and fertilizer Sri Lanka plummeted. So we saw starvation starting to occur in Sri Lanka. So you see people sacrificing their well-being to try to hit some of these green energy climate goals, which quite simply are bad policy, really ruining lives.
And your organization, the Buckeye Institute, you do a lot more than just this study, of course. Tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Yeah, so the Buckeye Institute, we're a free market think tank located in Columbus, Ohio, where we try to bring prosperity to the state of Ohio, but we also work with many other states around the nation. We have a team of economists giving people real information about what tax increases or tax cuts are going to do to everyday families. And we try to present information in a way that people understand how it affects their bottom line. You know, everybody goes to the grocery store or orders food and when food prices are going up, people want to know why. And our job is to make it easy for people to understand the policies and how it affects those decisions that they make and how they're going to provide for themselves, provide for their children. And so we look at fiscal policy, energy policy, agricultural, health care, and really work at the state level to advance the cause of freedom.
Fantastic. And if people want to find out more about the Buckeye Institute, what's your website?
Yeah, Buckeye Institute, just like the Ohio State football team, buckeyeinstitute.org. And, you know, if you're interested in this, please come read the paper, How Net Zero Climate Control Policies Will Fail the Farm.
And is there anything that I'm not asking you that you think we need to mention about this topic right now?
Well, you know, Mike, again, you know, it's one of those things you actually think about that farm prices are going up by a third. People are going to be paying 15% more. And you think about, is that the worst it can get? You know, you mentioned Europe, and part of what's going on to understand the depths of these policies is that the government is using eminent domain to basically seize farms and destroy livestock, right? And so that's kind of where the future of some of these policies are going, whereas to hit these goals, the government's willing to come in, take over farms, make it harder for people to produce butter. Over a million cows in Ireland, you know, were slated to be slaughtered to meet Ireland's climate change goals. So this is happening right across the Atlantic Ocean. It's about a 2 or 3 year preview, but it gives you an idea of where regulators want to go in an effort to hit this net zero goal.
The bottom line really, I think, is the American people, if they haven't paid attention to this, they need to wake up, and they need to wake up right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike, you know, the good news is, you know, a lot of people have been taking a look at, you know, ESG and state pension plans, for example. You're seeing a lot of pushback saying, look, you know, we need to make sure that retirees' investments are protected. We're not sitting there saying we're going to base investments on, you know, what a bunch of aggressives in big cities want. And so I think, you know, when the American people understand what's going on, so I'm thankful for shows like yours, you know, they're able to speak up, protect their rights to make sure that we can keep prosperity in this great land of ours.
Ray, we really appreciate your time. You've obviously got a lot going on over there at the Buckeye Institute. So we're going to talk again, I hope. And if anybody wants to find out more about what's going on around the country and certainly what's going on in Wyoming, go to wyliberty.org and sign up for our newsletter. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Mike.